Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police. Don't forget our hospital and ER room workers, too. Our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, helping keep the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, and this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get to our telephone caller, Kyle, what did you find out just a couple minutes ago about Kamala Harris?
Well, this
or should I say Kamala? There we go. Kamala.
Kamala Harris. Well, evidently, according to the FEC, her presidential campaign is actually kind of still going technically because she still owes about $1 million from her presidential campaign. She owes about $500,000 to a law firm, $160,000 to a private security company, another $92,000 to a California political consulting firm, and it goes on. But basically, she can't really close down that campaign until they pay all the debts back. Now, I know that the Biden-Harris campaign has raised a significant amount of money in the last 24 or 48 hours or so after this announcement, but this is still on the books, and people, I guess they still want to get paid, one would think.
Well, maybe she can get a loan from AOC, and then they'll take that as buying extra time at the convention to speak for another couple minutes.
Right. Or who knows, maybe she'll fill out one of those PPP forms and figure out it's really hard for people to do that.
Well, let's grab the phone line here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Pat. I'm calling from Kentucky. You guys are doing a great job tonight. I have a question. With the ballot, the mail-in ballots that they're doing, and if they were to, because it's going to be a mess, if they were to prolong getting the results back on that until January 1st, would they then not declare either party a winner, and would the presidency go to the speaker?
It's actually not the first, it's the fifth. When the Congress first meets, they would bring up in the House of Representatives, bringing up the idea of casting a vote for the President of the United States. The Speaker would not automatically get anything. The Speaker would have to be nominated and then voted in if that were the case.
Oh, thank goodness. All right. Thank you very much. You're doing a great job, as always.
All right, thank you. And, yeah, that is the way it works, my understanding. What do you think, Carl?
Well, right. I mean, obviously, the Constitution mandates, obviously, that that there's going to be a president sworn in mm-hmm. January. There's just no doubt about that. But who that president will actually be, given the possibility of these kinds of either major disputes, calls for because of some kind of fraud, these kinds of things, we just don't know. But yes, that's basically the procedure that they would use. But talk about controversial. We thought hanging chads were bad. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah. Now, New York City, the apartment rents there have plunged some 10 to 15% in the pandemic surge because people up and left.
That's very true. People are up and leaving New York. They're leaving Manhattan, and not just for their residence. We have major retailers that are literally closing up shop, big-time restaurants that are, you know, almost landmarks in many cases, and mainstays in New York City. They're closing up. They are not seeing, obviously, the business that they used to because there's no tourism. There's no people coming to work in the big buildings downtown, going out for lunch and so forth. So this is a major, major consequence of the shutdowns and the idea that, you know, people can't go back to work or go back to their jobs. So this is major, big time stuff. And it's only going to get worse unless, again, and until we can get people back to some kind of normalcy.
Now, 1,500 New York gyms around New York State have taken New York State to court in a bid to reopen.
Well, that's true. That's true. And again, what they've gone in and they've gone against the governor there, Governor Cuomo, and they're also looking for about $500 million in lost revenue that they have, or that they have missed out on, basically. But here's the thing: other businesses, you know, the argument goes, other businesses open up. I mean, you've got the big box stores and so on and so forth. And yet, even though they would have plans, you know, legitimate, significant cleaning plans and gyms and even in places like hair salons and barbershops, in the case of California, they just can't get anywhere. They can remain shut down.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren. And we got a situation going on in Oregon where we could see the federal law enforcement officers, those special teams, come back into Portland because the state police are bowing out. The state police are bowing out of Portland, Oregon, because nobody's being prosecuted for what they're being arrested for by the state police. How about that one? And they said, nope, you're not going to prosecute them. We're going to leave. So that's that. All right, we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, before we get started here, I got to tell you that this segment with Kyle Warren is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance here, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of service. Now, whether you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, or Lakeland, or surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. So, give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get $100 cash back today. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
All right, you got it going there. Okay. Now, the Captain's America Third Watch, of course, we always try to get callers as fast as we can here. And let's see here. We'll do this again. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Pat again. I forgot the second part of my question. Do you really think that they're going to go through with this mail-in ballot, or can we just walk into the courthouse or to the polling booth and do our own polling?
You don't have to vote by mail. They're going to send ballots out in different states, yes, but you do not have to vote by mail.
Oh, thank God. I want to vote for Trump. I could not stand in.
Well, I did an absentee ballot here in Florida, and I took it right to the supervisor of elections office and handed it to him.
Which office? The supervisor where?
I went to the supervisor of elections office and handed him my absentee ballot. We do it differently down here. You have to have a signature on the back of the envelope that has to match the one they have on file, or your vote doesn't count.
Can we do that early?
Yes.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Now of us. Well.
Yep. Okay. Yep. All right. Now, back to where we're at here. So, Kyle, here we go again. Let's go to the phone line. I think I know who this caller is. Is this Todd in Tampa?
You got it, boss. And God bless you. Let's get down to business here, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, Joe Biden. Come on, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, communist Kamala. Okay? I mean, and don't tell me she's a woman and you can't say, if you're a football coach and you're no good, we tell you you're no good. You're running for president or vice president and Joe Biden's trying to talk about jobs. Remember your boss didn't even endorse you. Your boss, you worked for him for 8 years and he waited and waited and he's still, now he's still trying to, he's not even your friend. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, which are the United States, we the people, you know, the 63 million who busted our butt for Donald. I want to tell you this. The Lord Jesus Christ put Donald in office because you can't beat 16 governors and senators without and coming out of nowhere. Okay? He beat Hillary and beat the machine. And I've been with the captain from 16 stations to 200, whatever we got now. Okay? It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit. And you may not have gone to church one time, but the country's at stake. If you know why they're canceling football, Do you want to know why they're canceling college football? Wrong answer. I'll tell you why. The reason they're canceling college football is because they want these kids who have turned on their parents and gotten indoctrinated to go to the polls and vote for an idiot like Joe Biden who's putting the squeeze on there. That's why. Okay? Just no COVID nonsense. Wake up and stand up for the country. Stand up for cops. Stand up for your mom and dad who are busting their ass trying to put food on the table. And God bless you, Captain, because you've been faithful. And bless our Lord and Savior. And you pastors better stand up for the country in Jesus' name.
All right. That's Todd in Tampa. And Todd had his coffee.
He did. He's in rare form.
Yep, all righty. And he's certainly excitable about what he talks about there, and with good reason. He stands behind what he's talking about. All right, Kyle, the United States says that Iran seized an oil tanker near the Straits of Hormuz. I have reason to believe that this is one of those smaller tankers that kind of goes around country to country.
Yeah, we know it's a Liberian flag tanker, we know.
Is it one of the larger ones?
Well, they did release a picture of it, and it looks like a fairly, at least from the angle that I see it from, it looks like a fairly average-sized oil tanker. It doesn't look like a super tanker, though.
All right. Yeah. Well, what they're going to do is they're going to want money to release the ship and the crew, which is what they'll do next.
Well, right. We understand that they landed a helicopter aboard the tanker to do the seizure, and they evidently, of course, then escorted it to a different place. But generally speaking, of course, you know, there's a lot of the oil traffic goes through that area, the Straits of Hormuz, and this is not uncommon in the sense that Iran continues to try to up the ante by doing these kinds of things.
Yeah, so it's a Liberian tanker, and it's probably been taken to that port that we all know about where the fast boats come out of, where, by the way, that's the port that they sank the dummy Nimitz carrier.
Yeah, the fake carrier thing. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know if they got that out of the way, but if not, they're not going to get the ship in there, so I guess we'll see what happens. So anyway, it is what it is. Now, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is pushing for 5G security, and he's been warning our allies about the Huawei and the Chinese spying stuff going on with the phones.
Well, right. That's exactly right. I mean, this is a legitimate problem, and certainly any kind of electronic device that you might get, that again, nobody would know that something is really there. That's why I think a lot of people are very skittish sometimes of some of these off-brand things and so forth that you get that you might plug into your, either connect to your network on Wi-Fi or plug it into your system, that kind of thing. So we have to be very careful.
Well, I'm trying to remember what the phones were. There was a certain phone that...
ZTE.
Yeah, those are the ones that they were having problems in telling people to replace the phone as soon as they could because they spy on you. Now, the flu season is starting a little bit early here this year, amidst the COVID-19, and they're warning people about maybe if they're going to get a flu shot, they might come, you know, the flu shot might help with the flu, but it might also encourage them to test positive for COVID-19 because there's some similarities.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is quintessential 2020 type of stuff, isn't it? You know, you want to get the flu shot to be healthier and safer, but at the same time, that might make you test positive, which is a whole different can of worms. And nobody knows where this ends, but it certainly is not helpful.
Now, there are Chinese firms that are starting to flood back into the U.S., the IPOs, the internet providers, despite the delisting threat, and they're coming back in through the back door with different names. And you got to be real careful what's going on these days on the internet.
Absolutely. Up to this point this year, Captain, Chinese companies have raised about $5.23 billion in IPOs in the U.S., and that's almost two times what they did last year. And so, yeah, they're definitely coming back strong and looking again to make money in the U.S. market.
And finally, let's explain this a little bit more. In Oregon, the prosecution problem in Oregon has caused the state police to announce that they will leave the federal buildings and the courthouse that they have been protecting. Obviously, the federal government's been paying for that. They did that to try to take some of the heat off the situation where the protesters said, well, if you get the federal guys out of here, we'll be just fine. We'll be just fine. And blah, 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 blah. And it hasn't slowed them down at all, has it?
Well, no, and it's really kind of a non sequitur, Captain, I think, to most people across the highways and byways. We live in a federal republic. The federal government has various buildings, federal courthouse, federal building, and so forth in these different cities. And it's perfectly fine for the federal government to make sure that those places are safe and secure. But yet, the state troopers were brought in evidently to try to relax the notion that Trump was sending his troops in there kind of a thing. And so they were trying to make accommodations, but obviously, you know, the state troopers are going to be leaving.
They were making arrests and they were sending people out to jail, and the same people that were being arrested were being released the very next day, and they came back the very next night to do the same thing all over again. And the state police said, we've had it. We've had it. We're leaving.
Right, exactly. So, but somebody's going to have to protect those buildings. And if they want to try to make this big lightning rod thing, like, here comes the federal government, you know, again, they better check it out and find out that, yes, you live in a state, but that state's part of the United States of America.
All righty, we'll be right back with more. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty, you're in like Flynn, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle will be back on the weekend show, so don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back, and Uncle Rick, I'll have to take a look at what you said during the break. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. With talks on emergency coronavirus aid having stalled out, both sides are playing the blame game rather than make serious moves to try to break their stalemate. Official Washington is emptying, national politics is now consuming the airwaves, and the chasm between the warring sides appears to be too great for right now. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pressed the case for funding the U.S. Postal Service, rental assistance, food aid, and rapid testing for the virus, blasting Republicans for not caring and declaring flatly that people will die if the delay grinds into September. At the White House, President Trump suggested the main holdup is the amount of money Democrats want for cash-strapped states and cities, which he dismissed as bailouts. It's a view shared by a number of top Republicans, and the fact that the Democrats are not budging on their demands. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, we had Bo on the air yesterday from the National Aviation Academy, and thanks to all those that participated. Hopefully you got all your questions asked. But if not, listen up to this because they will tell you more about themselves, and then I'll give a follow-up.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. The other one is here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, across the bay from where I'm sitting right now in Tampa. And you can go to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take a tour at one of the two locations. Pick the one you want to go to and go take a look at it. Why? Because you need to see whether or not that's actually what you want to do. And you'll be impressed with what you see, I guarantee you. But National Aviation Academy, again, the website, NAA.edu, the phone number, ask to take the tour when you call it, is 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, you know that Air Force UH-1N Huey helicopter that was forced to conduct an emergency landing at a local airport in Manassas, Virginia, after the helicopter was shot at from the ground and a crew member was injured. The FBI is looking at a lot of different possibilities. And obviously it was a long rifle. The helicopter was moving at 1,000 feet off the ground. So somebody had to really be a good shot to be able to do that. And, I think, from what I heard yesterday, they've got a number of leads, and we'll just see where that goes. So we may find out about this sooner rather than later. Now, the CENTCOM leader, General McKenzie, said that he expects a long-term troop presence in Iraq as the U.S.-led campaign to defeat ISIS settles into its seventh year. The head of the U.S. forces in the Middle East is considering what the effort will look like down the road, and he's saying that troops will be there down the road for a long while. But we'll see what happens there. By the way, four members of Congress, either individually or collectively, have quietly frozen all the major U.S. arms sales to Turkey for nearly 2 years in a move to pressure Ankara to abandon its Russian-built S-400 air defense system. That's interesting. And President Trump has privately said that he intends to replace Secretary of Defense Mark Esper after the November election, according to people familiar with discussions that have been had. We'll see what happens there. That's coming from Bloomberg. I've heard it before, but I'll believe it when I see it. Now, the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado, began classes for this academic year this week on Wednesday with a number of changes to reduce the exposure of cadets, faculty, and staff to the coronavirus. We'll see how all that plays out, but they are back at school. The service academies, for the most part, are all back doing what they normally do. The Shiite military attacks have once again made it harder to fight ISIS, according to General McKenzie. He said that we are doing the best we can with what we got, but we're also trying to locate where the attacks are coming from when the Shiites do it to us. Now, the U.S. military has delivered some 260 tons of humanitarian aid to Lebanon since the explosion damaged much of the capital city and left more than 200 people dead, more missing, and over 6,000 people injured. The United States military will continue to help, will continue to send aid. Tens of thousands of service members are in quarantine right now, about 30,000, to prevent the spread of the coronavirus ahead of their training or deployment over in Europe. Now, there's going to be a major exercise over there, training exercise. And that's where a lot of them are going. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And Taliban negotiators are likely to oppose any proposal for the U.S. to establish a lasting counterterrorism presence in Afghanistan during the upcoming peace talks with the government of Kabul. Well, of course not. They want to be able to go in there and rip things apart and tear things up and force their will on the people. That's what they want. Now, Japan's capital city reported 222 new coronavirus cases this week, breaking 200 again for the first time in 3 days as the country heads into another long holiday weekend, according to the public broadcast station in Tokyo. South Korea and the United States will kick off their annual joint military drills this week, but without mobilizing U.S.-based troops after scaling back the program due to coronavirus concerns, finding that out from a military source in Seoul. Now, thousands of troops and their family members may not be getting the mental health care they need because of a variety of issues with the Defense Department health care system, according to a new report from the Department of Defense auditors, and that's a shame. I don't know what's going on there. We'll have to wait and see. The head of the U.S. military's Indo-Pacific Command has said that service members and their families represent about 7% of the coronavirus cases in Hawaii right now. And the controversy that involves Secretary of State Pompeo's decision to use his emergency authorities to approve the sale of military equipment worth $8 billion is currently under fire. We'll see where that goes. The Republicans and the Democrats are, Republicans, of course, standing up for Secretary Pompeo, Democrats saying something's not right. By the way, Congress wants the Pentagon to provide service members and TRICARE dependents broader access to treatment for eating disorders, a behavioral health issue the legislators say is a significant problem in society as well as in with military beneficiaries. Now, Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic presidential nominee, has staked out positions against increases in defense spending, but she also supported boosting the Department of Veterans Affairs budget for the veterans that are coming home. She just doesn't want any more spent on anything doing with war-making projects. Now, in the three weeks since Major General Patrick Donahoe took command at Fort Benning, Georgia, the base has seen one soldier die by suicide, three more by desperate attempts. And a We Care Too app now is part of the Fort Benning commander's plan to prevent suicides. We'll see where that goes. By the way, the Army has validated its design for its future helicopter engine, and the program remains on schedule to deliver the first engine for testing in the fourth quarter of fiscal 2021. And Bill Belichick, in military circles, is still being touted, respectfully speaking, as General Belichick. Now, the Super Bowl winning coach has got 8 Super Bowl rings. Tom Brady has 6. And we all know where Tom Brady is right now. He's down here in Tampa with the Buccaneers. And maybe some people are saying he should have 4 stars and go out there and motivate the military. Well, we'll see. We'll see. But Belichick will probably have another winning team this year. We'll see. By the way, Peter Schweitzer yesterday talked about some stunning documents that came out about Kamala, and they are being suppressed by the media. I haven't seen them, so I can't speak about it. I will ask Denise Simon about them when we talk to her in about, 15 minutes, thereabouts. In the meantime, we're going to be coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Bible Report, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and there she is, the bell of the ball, Donna Fiducia. She's not quite up yet, a little bit early for her, but next hour we'll be talking about her and saying howdy, howdy to her up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, number two, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. When you see them out there on the highway, pull on in there. Enjoy yourself a free cup of coffee. Tell them you heard me talking about you on the Captain's America Third Watch. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And here we go.
Interstate, grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn-out cracker box of DMC. Now with the trick that Petey cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class. He's been hit, hit on by the DOJ. Blindsided by the economy. Been knocked down, but he gets back up. Cause the Lord made the trigger just a little more tough. And he may be common, but don't call him trash. For he'll line you out fast. He's working class.
Oh, yeah, Leland Martin. He's talking about that old GMC cracker box, right? I had an Emeryville. That's dating myself. It wasn't brand new. It was used, but I had an Emeryville. My first truck was an Emeryville. And then after that, I had a B61 Mac before I got into the big-time stuff. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, this portion of the program, again, Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there and find out what they're all about. A long-duration heat wave will build across the Southwest, California, and Pacific Northwest with dangerous heat. Also set to forecast for the Great Basin and the Southern Plains. Now, severe storms in the upper Midwest are already starting to fire up. We got some places where we got thunderstorms now that we didn't have last hour in the upper Midwest, and they may have locally heavy rain, damaging winds, and very large hail, might even have a tornado or two in them. Now, heavy rain and flooding will also be possible in the deep south and Appalachians. Now, let's go right out to the west right now where the weather is just hotter than a firecracker. Washington State, Seattle, straight across I-90 over into Coeur d'Alene, down into the eastern part of the Hood River Valley, up over the top of Cabbage, down into Pendleton, down into the central part of Oregon, and then up and down the I-5 corridor, high heat warnings all the way down to Los Angeles along I-5, just north to south all the way from Portland, Oregon, down below. And then you've got high heat warnings for the desert in California, coming east out of Los Angeles, coming east out of San Diego. And temperatures going up into Nevada will be in the 115, 120 range. Could have some warmer temperatures than that. Parts of Utah, the eastern part of Utah, we could see temperatures approaching 125 degrees today. We've got fire weather threat advisories across the entire I-80 stretch of Wyoming from the Utah line all the way to Nebraska. We've got very poor air quality around the Mile High, around Denver. You folks in KNUS, you're probably going to be smelling smoke from some of those fires off to the west of you. And that's all the way over to Grand Junction, all the way to Denver, all the way up 76 over to the Nebraska line and out I-70 about 40, 50 miles east of Denver, too. Now, up in North and South Dakota right now, we've had some thunderstorms and some flash flood watches fire up there, especially along I-94 west of Fargo through Bismarck over towards the Montana line. Now, Minnesota, western Minnesota, and around the Twin Cities area and over towards the east, you've got some developing weather in there. Might get a little exciting for you a little bit later in the day, but right now you got the beginnings of what looks like is going to be some storms rumbling through, starting to fire up. And then going on down straight south down into southern and central Oklahoma, you've got about 50 miles in from the Texas line, some very warm temperatures down there. The Dallas Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you've got some real warm temperatures there. I-20 out to Abilene and Midland, some very warm temperatures there. And the rest of Texas on down to Houston, over across to San Antonio, out I-10 just about all the way to Van Horn. You have got some very warm temperatures there, so keep that in mind. And then over on the East Coast right now, a little bit of rain
on the Kentucky southern Indiana line. A little bit of rain over there in North Carolina along I-40 coming out of Asheville. Got some rain also lingering along the eastern seaboard, and got some rain and some offshore storms in Cape Cod and around Boston. So that's what the weather looks like. And don't forget, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J. Go on in there this time of the night. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee and become a member of their driver's club, because first thing you want to get is one of those really nice mugs they got, a hot or cold mug, and then you can fill it up with whatever you want. They treat it as a refill. So there you go. Now, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
I sent you a little something because somebody asked me a question. I thought I'd throw it out there to you. Uncle Rick says, Captain, what's the birther issue for Kami the Hen? In other words, Kamala. I don't think there is one, is there?
Well, we're almost in the same condition or question that we were with Obama, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She was born here in the United States along with her sister.
Mm-hmm.
But the question then becomes, her mother is a Indian and her father is Jamaican. They both met in each other at school here in the United States. Now the question is, were they naturalized citizens at the time? But this is the debate of the, really the century here, otherwise known as if they were not citizens at the time that Kamala and Maya were born, then they are known as anchor babies.
Correct.
And the big discussion is if you look at the way that the document is written. Anchor babies are not citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Other people say they are. So therein lies the big question.
Is this going to become a legal case? Is that where we're going?
Well, it was actually brought up in the press briefing at the White House late yesterday afternoon with Trump. He goes, this is the first I've heard of it, so he kind of waved off the question. But there are people out there that are already saying the very same thing. They didn't do it when she was running for president on her own, maybe because nobody thought that she'd ever go that far. But as vice president, it's a, you know, being aware that Biden is with his mental acuity, there are new questions about it.
Yeah, he won't be around 4 years. I find that hard to believe. He won't be around 4 years. But anyway, it is what it is. All right. Well, just very quickly, because we're going to be going to break here in about 30 seconds. Hillary may be in the mix for a return to government if Joe Biden wins the presidency. You like that?
Well, yeah. Does it matter? I mean,
no.
Is it going to happen? Okay.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. But when we come back, folks, we're going to be talking about Attorney General Barr. He teased the fact that there's going to be a development. Possibly we'll hear about it on Friday in the Durham probe. Don't know what it is. Can't wait to find out. But there's some movement afoot there in the Durham probe. We'll see what we can figure out. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.